So I do computer vision, and I worked for a long time on the three-dimensional aspects of the field and how to acquire three-dimensional models from pictures, from still pictures. And when I moved to École Normale Supérieure in 2006, and I thought at the time that it would be interesting to use this technology in archaeology and things like that. This was motivated in part by the fact that I met people at the Getty Research Institute in Los Angeles, and interacted with them, and we worked on the reconstruction of a Maya staircase in Honduras, and the reconstruction also evolution of stones on the staircase over time. So the staircase was fell down over the years and then was reconstructed and is covered with inscription and hieroglyphs. And what they wanted to know is if there was environmental damage done to the stones over the years. And so that was my first foray in that domain, trying to use stereo vision to reconstruction from the stones, from pictures taken a few years apart, and then to try to register the 3D models and compute the differences and see how much damage was done. And so it was very interesting. It was also a bit frustrating because the results were not conclusive. Since there's no ground truth, we found some differences, but we couldn't tell whether the differences were due to actual environmental damage on the stone or whether they were due to the imprecision of the reconstruction process. But so that got me interested in that, and I got to ENS. It turns out that at ENS you are both scientists, and I mean from hard sciences and from humanities, and the archaeology lab is just next door to my office, and I started talking with Hélène Dessalles, and we started exploring the use of these techniques in the archaeological context. At the same time, Yves Bellman was going to start Econem a little bit later. He came to see me because he wanted... He was starting to use PMVS, which is a multi-view stereo system that I had developed for archaeological purposes. So he came to spend some time in our lab. And we started working with him and Hélène Dessalles on Pompeii. And then he went on to create Econem, and we have been working together since. And I think it's very interesting to see technological aspect being translated in the, you know, in humanities and social sciences, and that's, you know, it's been an interest of mine since then.